Now we go back to discuss some of the halachis of aris. Piskei aris. What does piskei aris mean? What's a hefsik? A cutoff. This aris is cut off. Piskei aris, my aris is cut off. We'll soon see exactly what that means, Bez Hashem. What is the shear of the hefsik? So there should be mutter to plant in between. Sakta Mishnah, Shmaina Amais V'oid. 8 Amais plus. Whenever Chazal gave us a measurement when it comes to a kerem, ain ben v'oy. They mean exact. Chutz me piskiyars, except for this halacha about a aris that's cut off, where we say it's not just 8 amis, but it's shmeina amis v'oy, 8 amis plus a little bit. Okay, so tell me, what is piskiyars? Zakta Mishnah, Elohein piskiyars. Aris shecharav me'emtsoy. I had 11 vines coming out of the ground, and they were leaning on a gate. For whatever reason, I lost my middle one. It's not there anymore. So now I have 5 on one side and 5 on the other side. As the Mishnah explains, when ishtayru by chamesh gefanim, after the middle one is out, so we're left with 5 vines, let's say, on one side, v'chamesh gefanim ikan, and 5 vines on the other side. Not on two sides of the gate, meaning opposite sides of the gate, but let's see, I'm looking at the gate. From my point, to my right I see 5, to my left I see 5, in the middle I see an empty space. An aris has to have at least 5 vines. So now I have 2 arises, each one has 5 vines. Zakta Mishnah, im yesha, if you have, in the space that's now missing the vine, between the 2 arisim, only shmaina amais, only 8 amais, lo yavizer l'sham, I can't plant over there in the middle. But if I have, in the missing part, so to speak, where I lost my vine in the middle, between the 5 on one side and the 5 on the other side, between the 5 to my right and the 5 to my left, if I have Shmaina Ames V'oid, 8, and a little more, 8 and a tefach, the Mefarshim explain, nois and loy, then we give for each aris, kidei avidasai, in other words, 4 amois, v'zreyas amois, and you can plant what's left in the middle. So he's not really getting much area to plant. He has 8 amois and a tefach, let's say. So an aris has the din of a kerem, you have to go out 4 amois. So let's say I'm looking at the wall, I'm looking at 5 vines to the right, an empty area in the middle, and another 5 vines to the left. That empty area in the middle. From the last vine to the right, I have to move away 4 amois, and from the last vine on the left, I have to move away 4 amois. So that uses up 8 amos, but I have a little bit more than 8 amos. So it's that little bit more of 8 amos, that extra tefach, that's where I can plant. That's according to this shitta, that you have to move away 4 amos and a karen. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, let's say, says the Batanura, he doesn't consider an aris a karem. You only need 6 tefachim on either side, and you can plant in the middle. But again, according to the Mandama, that it is a karem, so I'm going right to left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 4 amos, stop. Left to right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 4 amis stop. I have a tefach in the middle because I have a total space of 8 amis plus, and it's in that little plus that I could plant. The Batanura points out that even though we say that an aris has a din of a kerem, it doesn't totally have a din of a kerem. For example, we learned earlier about karachas a kerem, an open space in the middle of a kerem, that you need 16 amis. We're not saying that here. So as much as an aris has the din of a kerem, it doesn't have the full chumras of a kerem. There are other kulis as well. Ein yaiser bebar tenura. So quickly, chazing over our Mishnah. I have an aris. I have my vines laying on a gate. I have 11, as a matter of fact, side by side. One of them gets ripped out of the middle. This is called piskei aris. If I have 8 amais plus, so I can move 4 amais from each of the ones on the side, and in that little area of a plus, I can still plant.